Hello, you guys. I'm back after a tiny break. I took a few weeks off here on the podcast. No episodes, no recording. But now I'm back. And I'm also in a new Airbnb studio. Well, it's not so new. I've been here for a couple of weeks, but this is my first time recording a solo episode right here. And if you're watching this on YouTube, this is why you're seeing yet another new background in the video. It's very, very noisy in my neighborhood, especially this street that I live in. But I have my microphone from the Netherlands. I had a little travel microphone with me, but the sound was just so awful. My last solo episode, I put a lot of artificial intelligence editing on it to have a bit of a normal voice, but it doesn't really sound like me. So I asked a friend who came to visit me to bring my microphone with her. And thank you, Melissa, for doing this, because it weighs about 2 kilos, I now know. I wonder how I'm going to get it home, because my suitcases were already pretty full. But that's a worry for later. For now, I'm just really happy to be back in my sort of podcast studio and to record another episode for you. And today I want to talk about something which is super important if you want to change your life, but something that is very often also overlooked. Some do it naturally, some have to do it consciously, but most people, I think, don't even think about it that much. So I want to address this today because I'm speaking to a lot of people who want to generate a change in their life. They want to start their business. They want to change their careers. They want their side hustle to grow. They want to show up on LinkedIn as their true, authentic self, but they are afraid of what people would say. They want to run a marathon. They want to finally have that good work-life balance. Or maybe they just finally want to have like a really committed relationship with open communication. These are some of the things I've been hearing in the last couple of weeks, and some of them are big changes, like changing your career. Others may seem a bit smaller, but to actually get there, like, it often takes a lot of effort. Like really showing your true self on LinkedIn, where hundreds of professionals are watching you and judging you in your head, is actually a big thing to overcome. It was for me, at least, and for many entrepreneurs that I speak to as well. So if you are someone who wants to change something in their life, but you're just not getting there, this episode really is for you. And I just want to highlight it with one example of my own life. Because right now you see me as a pretty successful coach, entrepreneur, expat. I'm definitely living my best life here in Rio. Like, I'm just so happy here. My business is doing really well. But I didn't get here easily. I've started my business 2 years ago, and I'm really glad, like, things are working out really well for me right now. But it was a long road, and it wasn't just a road of 2 years. That road started way before, already when I was still a diplomat. And I remember, even before moving to Brazil to take up a diplomat posting there, I already knew, diplomacy isn't my long-term dream. I thought it was, but now I realized it isn't. I think I want to try out entrepreneurship. Like, I already had this feeling like, ooh, I think coaching would be really nice for me. I'd love to explore that. And during that time, an older dream of mine of becoming an entrepreneur was awakened again. And I started to play around with that. So this was in 2017, just before moving to Brazil. I kind of already knew, yeah, I'm going to do 2 years in Brazil. But when I come back, I'm going to quit my job and explore all these things I'm now dreaming about. Well, those 2 years eventually turned into 3 years, and I absolutely loved my diplomat life in Brazil. But as I was working 9 to 5, or actually much longer, Monday to Friday, I often woke up feeling like, I don't want to go to work today. Oh, there's so much to do that I don't feel really happy about. Now, I have to say there were plenty of fun things going on too, like really cool things at work, you know, traveling to the Amazon, meeting people like indigenous families and ministers, like the most diverse, amazing people. And I had a really nice life outside of my work. I really loved Brazil. But my work itself wasn't really fulfilling for me. It didn't energize me that much. So as I was going to the office every day, I kept dreaming about that one day I will become a coach and I will become an entrepreneur and work location independently so I can travel the world and do my business online. I kept dreaming about that. And I started taking action on it. So what I did in that time was that I would wake up at 5, 6 in the morning. I'm a early bird, so this is no problem for me. And there's an early sunrise here in Brazil as well, so it's very easy. And then I would spend 1 hour, 1.5 hour on my side hustle. Side hustle is maybe not the correct word. Maybe it was more a hobby, but it felt a bit like a hustle to me. I had an idea of starting my own travel blog. Actually, not an idea. I was already working on it. And I also wanted to learn about online marketing and coaching and personal development and stuff like that. But the main thing I was focusing on at that moment, if I'm not mistaken, was that travel blog. And the fact that you and most of the people that I know don't know this travel blog says everything. Because what I was doing was I was totally invisible with this blog. I mean, to be honest, there wasn't so much on it. But I really enjoyed writing about Latin America, showing my photos, giving tips, and really sharing my love for this beautiful continent. And I also did a few other countries. But I was so afraid to be seen doing this. I was so afraid that people would judge me and think something of me having a travel blog. I'm a serious diplomat after all, and so I cannot be a travel influencer, right? These thoughts came in my head. So, long story short, even though I was often up early in the morning, also doing meditation and stuff, you know, just getting a good morning routine in, I was also working on my side hustle, but it didn't get me very far. The travel blog never took off. And when it got really busy at work, you know, I stopped working on the side hustle. I stopped learning about online marketing. You know, life just took over and my actual job was more important, obviously. And I see this with so many people. I know I'm not the only one. They have a secret dream. And by the way, there's a typical car passing by here selling things. So they have like a megaphone with which they announce it. I don't know if you hear it, but you know, this is Brazil. This is Latin America. It makes me very happy. But going back to where I was, I see so many people struggling with the same thing. So they have a secret dream of changing their careers, of doing more with a creative hobby. Like I know so many people who love ceramics, who love making art or making jewelry. And secretly, they dream of that hobby turning into their side hustle and then the side hustle turning into their main income. But they also tell themselves, oh, but that's not possible. You know, we are raised in our Western world that we need to have good jobs. And those jobs are often not providing the income that we need, right? So they automatically think, okay, this is not going to work, etc. But it stays this like, I want to do something with it. So they put some effort in, they give some time to it, they invest a little bit and they do their thing, but it's not really getting them anywhere. And again, if this is you, if you want a big change in your life or you just want to give more space to a certain dream that you have, no matter what it's about, career, health, relationships, I think this episode is really going to be for you because I'm going to share one key element that I think is essential for making a change in your life. And it's an element that has really propelled me to my next level. And probably in previous episodes, you've heard me talking about the importance of taking action, working on your mindset. These are all key elements as well, but it's not the one I want to address today. So the key element that I want to talk about today is your environment. Because they always say, I'm not really sure if it's true, but they say that your success is for 90% determined by your environment. Now think about it. Think about top athletes who are preparing for the Olympic Games or another competition or race. Before the competition, they often go to a training camp for a couple of months, usually in another country where the environment really helps them to train their muscles in a certain way and reach a certain status with their blood and vitamins. And I'm not really good with this, all this health stuff, but you know what I mean, right? So they go to this training camp somewhere else. And this training camp is created in a way that helps them to excel. The entire environment has been set for their excellence. So they have the best food, they have the best trainers, they have zero distraction. It's quiet there, so they can have really good sleep. They are with other athletes, so they are surrounded by the right people in the same mindset. They have other supporters available, not just a coach or a trainer, but you know, other physical support, mental support. So this whole training camp as I said, is created to really uplift their results, their excellence. And so your environment really matters. If you want to lose weight, for example, or you want to become more healthy, or you want to exercise more, if you are in a house that has a lot of snacks around and you can't really find your exercise clothing, and there are people in your house who don't exercise at all or who eat junk food, it's going to be so much harder for you to achieve your goals and to create and stick to new habits. And I actually see the difference with myself. I am now in Rio, and before I was living, working in my home country, the Netherlands. And I remember having a talk with a family member, and they shared a tiny bit of concern for me. And they said, like, are you sure you're going to be able to work on your business? And are you going to be able to make it grow in Rio? Because they've been in Rio, and they see Rio as this beautiful city with a lot of distraction and, you know, good weather, so you can go to the beach every day. So I got their point of view, because the city is definitely that. But I knew already beforehand, having lived abroad before, that Rio would actually be the opposite for me. It would actually accelerate my growth. I was pretty sure of it, and I'm right. Because what I thought was, like, in the Netherlands, I feel there is so much distraction going on for me. You know, there are family birthdays to attend. There are things to take care of in the house. There's a lot of cycling back and forth, at least for me, to meet all my coaches and to go to my co-working space. My friends live in other cities, so I lose a lot of time there. The weather is horrible during winter, so my mood is really affected by that, and I don't have the most energy in winter. And I just felt so stuck in a rut over there that I didn't have the best energy for my business. And I knew that by moving back to Brazil, a country that I love, a country that has given me so much energy, mental, physical energy before, I had a feeling that I would get this energy and I would be able to translate it to my business. And I also had a feeling that being here in Rio, there wouldn't be any, like, noise or clutter. Now, there is actual noise. I'm awakened by it every single night here. But I mean, like, the noise in your mind, the noise in your life, the clutter in your life. I thought, with my previous experiences of having lived abroad, that there would be less clutter in my life here, less things to attend to, and therefore more focus on my top priorities. And I was right. I'm working hard here, but I'm also generating so many more results than I did in the Netherlands. And what I realize is that I have a tendency to stay in my head and get a little bit stressed and stuff like that. And in the Netherlands, that was amplified by my surroundings, because most people were like that there. Whereas if I work hard here and I go outside, you know, I only see super relaxed people outside. Everyone is so friendly. No one is, like, bitching or being rude to me. Like, everyone is so kind that automatically the moment I step outside, I feel a huge wave of relaxation coming over me, and just, you know, I just feel happy. Also because of the weather and the way that the city looks, and the beach is a couple of blocks away. I don't actually go there very often, but then when I run there, I see the beach. And so my environment really compensates for some of the stressed energy that I can create by myself. And so I see a clear difference here, how I felt in the Netherlands versus how I feel now. The Netherlands was a struggle, it was tiring, it was hard, it was a rut. I mean, I had good times too, but overall in winter, that was my energy. And here in Brazil, I feel light, I feel happy, I feel focused, I feel energized, and I feel inspired. And I see the real results, because my business is doing better than ever. I just realized I had my best quarter so far in the last from the last 2 years. And this quarter, I left my home behind. I moved abroad. I went on a 3-week trip. I had some personal ups and downs that I also had to navigate, which took away my focus a tiny bit. Yet I still managed to have my best quarter ever. And the month isn't even over yet. So I'm really seeing the result of my new environment. So your environment is just so important if you want to change something in your life, or if you want to improve your performance, or, you know, do anything else that you've been dreaming of. Yet what often happens, even when we crave a really big change, is that we stay in our old environment. Now, not necessarily the physical environment, because I'm talking to you expats and globetrotters, so your physical environment probably changes a lot, or at least every now and then. But most of us tend to stay in our like old way of being and old friends, old routines. So that kind of environment I'm talking about. So we stay there, but how can you really change your life or increase your performance or do something new when your environment stays the same way? If you want to generate a different outcome in your life, you really need to focus on changing your environment as well. That is like a prerequisite for it. And actually, what I want to focus on today in this episode is not just your environment, but it's mostly the people in it. If 90% of your success is determined by your environment, who is in your environment? That is a question you need to ask yourself. I'll give some examples again. If you want to run a marathon, but no one in your family or friends runs, you are going to feel a bit alone, and you're probably going to question yourself, or you'll be questioned by those people when you say you can't go out on the weekends because the next day you have to run 32 kilometers. Like, you really need to be very grounded and strongly willed to do that. And it becomes easier when you have people in your environment who have done something similar, so they right away respect your decision or support you in sticking to it. Or maybe you want to become an entrepreneur, but you don't know anyone who has given up their steady job for the rollercoaster ride of entrepreneurship. That was definitely my position. I only had one uncle who was an entrepreneur, but he's retired now. But, you know, it was good sometimes to have a bit of a sparring partner and to talk about a few things. But I didn't really have someone in my close environment who was doing the same kind of thing that I wanted to do. Or maybe you want to live a life with freedom, a lot of travel, and possibly no kids. Maybe you're undecided, maybe you already know you don't want to have kids. But if your entire inner circle is settled with kids living in the same place, you're also maybe gonna question yourself, or people will keep asking you, so when are you gonna settle down? No, you shouldn't go away again. Like, it's time for you to buy a house and to settle and find a husband. I definitely have my fair share of these comments. So you see now that if you want to do something differently in your life, or do something that's not really conventional in our society, and you don't have those same kind of people in your environment, it's just another hurdle to overcome, because the people in your environment will question your moves. They don't do it on purpose. Like, most of them, they want you to succeed most of the times, but they might not have a bad intention about it, but some of their comments are not going to feel supportive. I know this from experience. I hear this from many of my coaches as well. Their concern is often said in a way that just feels like, oh wow, why aren't you just more supportive? So it's super important to have the right kind of people in your environment. This is also why, for my one-to-one coaches, every quarter or so, I organize a group call as like a fun little bonus that they get on top of their coaching around a specific theme that has come up for most of my coaches. There's always a certain theme or topic or issue that just comes up every couple of months that I feel like, ooh, a lot of people are struggling with this right now. So that becomes the theme of the group call. And even though we work one-on-one, you know, I know that everyone is struggling with the same thing, but they don't. And when they see in the group call, hey, there are more people who struggle with this issue, hey, there are more people who understand what I'm going through, or who share the same dream, all of a sudden, they don't feel alone anymore. And just knowing that they're not alone and feeling this shared struggle or something else that they're going through just gives a lot of relief. And sometimes they stay in touch and they give each other more support, or they have tips for each other during the call. So this is again where I see like, oh wow, there's so much power in connecting with people who are going through the same thing, or who want the same thing, or who need to overcome the same hurdle. So this is why I organize a bonus group call for my one-to-one coaches, because I really want them to experience that hey, I'm not alone. and there are other people to connect with, and I can get support from that strength. And this bonus group call is really born from my own experience, because when I started dreaming about having a different life back when I was still a diplomat, you know, actually when I started to allow myself to dream of a different life, that was the first step. When I nurtured that dream a little bit more and I made the first step of sharing my dream with a few people in my inner circle, like, hey, I'm actually thinking of, you know, quitting my super prestigious and steady diplomacy career and give it up for entrepreneurial insecurity. I didn't say it like that, obviously, but I shared things like, hey, I really feel I want to have an online business. I want to do something with my passion of personal development and my desire to help other people. I want to inspire people. You know, at that moment, I still had a few different ideas of how I would do it, but coaching was one of them. When I finally shared that dream after allowing myself to nurture the dream first, I didn't always get the best responses. Actually, a few people really, like, in my inner circle, they just really told me, keep dreaming. Like, what do you think? You can't just do this and travel the world and make a lot of money? And I thought, yes, I think I can. But their response of, like, basically shutting me down and laughing away my dream and just telling me to keep dreaming, it really made me feel insecure. Because I definitely wasn't at the position yet of a clear plan or, you know, with a lot of skills that I could put into practice right away. I was still at the very early stage of it all. And when the people that you expect the most support from, because they are your inner circle, don't support you, you're just like, do I really want this? And if I do want it, do I dare to show it to other people again? Like, if I get this response, as I said, it makes you feel uncertain. And it's going to be harder to leave your comfort zone and to be visible if you already got that judgment from the people who are supposed to support you. But thankfully, you know, I stayed true to my dream and I just continued. And what I did at that moment was just really following a lot of people online who had already had what I wanted to have. So I started following female entrepreneurs and coaches on Instagram. I listened to a lot of podcasts. I read some books, a lot of books actually. And this really gave me the inspiration and the motivation and just the knowing of, like, okay, I can continue and achieve this as well. Okay, and so fast forward to a bit later, I had just quit my job. I had just started my business. I still felt insecure as an entrepreneur and also a tiny bit as a coach, because it is scary to quit your job and to not have that monthly income anymore and that 9-to-5 structure. And then you really have to hustle finding your first clients. And at that moment, I really had a strong need to, like, find some recognition or support for what I was going through. And I was really frustrated when I didn't get it. So when I first started out on Instagram, because that was where I started my online marketing, you know, I was actually really disappointed in some of my friends and my family members who wouldn't just like what I was writing or just tell me, hey, you're doing a great job, keep going. Because at that moment, when you start as an entrepreneur, you really, really need that. Because there's no boss to applaud you. There are no colleagues to support you. It's just you on your own. So if you listen to this and you have a starting entrepreneur friend or family member, please, please, please support them. Make sure that they know that you support them. Give them your likes, comment on their posts, share their posts, react to their stories. Just give some support so they know, okay, you know, people got my back. Well, I often didn't get that. I got it from a lot of people, but from some people, like my close people, they would only like my personal stuff and nothing about the business. And now, you know, I look back at it and I'm like, whatever, it doesn't matter if I have their support or not, because I believe in my dream and, you know, my business is working and I don't rely on their support. But when I was just starting in those very first months, it was super important to me. And I was frustrated about it. And plus, I also got comments of a certain family member. If I said something about my business, not even about a struggle, you know, we were just talking about my business. they would just ask me, how's it going? And I was honest about it. And then it would be like, oh, don't you think it's better if you just get a part-time job just for you to feel more steady in your income? And I'm like, no, I have savings, I have a plan. And, you know, the savings are for this, for me to support me in my entrepreneurial journey. I don't need your fear around my dream. You know, I already have my own fears enough, but I don't need you also putting your fear on mine, on everything that I already carry myself. And this was not a fear that I had. I knew I had my savings, so that was fine for me. And also when I quit my job, a lot of people ask me, oh, are you sure you want to quit your job? Don't you just want to take a sabbatical? So if your little company doesn't work out, you can just go back to diplomacy. And I'm like, no, because I don't like diplomacy anymore. So even if my little company doesn't work out, you know, I will just find another job. It's as simple as that. So again, from this point of view, as a starting entrepreneur, you already have to deal with your own fears and your own struggles. And then when your environment, who isn't an entrepreneur, comes with their own perspective and their own fears, projecting those fears onto you, it is very tiring because you have to defend yourself. And maybe at some point you also start to doubt yourself. However, if you are surrounded by other starting entrepreneurs or successful established entrepreneurs, but who have once been in your shoes, they will give you support. They will give you tips. They will give you their time so you can, you know, have a sparring moment with them. And this is what you really need when you want to start a business. But you can apply the same thing to anything else you want in life. One of my coaches, we just had a phone call about this. She has a best friend who has been everything for her for over 30 years, like the majority of her life. But both of them are living a different life now. And my coachee has a very free life. It's very international. She's not on a conventional path. She travels a lot, as I said. She doesn't have a very fixed base. She, unlike her friends and family, she is not settled down. She doesn't have kids. She's not sure if she wants them. And her best friend is the opposite of it. So my coachee is living a very different life than her best friend. And in some way, their path was the same for a long time. And now it kind of split. Not in their friendship necessarily, but I just mean like in their choices. They are walking a different path. And what my coachee experiences is that she's not always getting the support of her best friend like she used to get. And this is really holding her back. And what is funny is that that best friend often doesn't even say anything. Like she doesn't voice her concerns or fears. But in my coachee's head, the voice is in the back of her head. And that voice is holding her back in, you know, sharing certain things, in really going after her big dreams, in posting things online with what she really thinks about certain topics, because she hears a critical voice in her head that isn't her own. And that voice comes from her old environment. Now, like I said, the friend doesn't even actually voice it, but you can still be impacted by it in your own head, because this happens a lot, right? We think, oh, what would this person think? Or what would my father think of that? Or my previous boss who sees me on LinkedIn. So we already start to hold ourselves back, even when those people haven't said anything about it yet. And maybe if they will say something, it's going to be super supportive, but we've already like internalized that voice inside ourselves. I definitely had this as well when I started. So no matter what you want to achieve or how you want your life to look, your environment plays a huge role, and the people in it especially. And also, it doesn't really matter that much if they actually voice it or not. They are still impacting you. So this is why it's so important to pay attention to your environment. For me, everything started to change when I also changed my environment. So when I moved back to the Netherlands after Brazil, and about a year after that, I quit my job and became an entrepreneur. I started hanging out with entrepreneurs in the Netherlands. So I already had like my online share. It was a unilateral friendship. You know, I was following people and I would take everything in that they were saying. But now it was time for more like a two-way street, something with actual people that I could engage with one-on-one. And so I found a wonderful online mastermind We are with a group of five women starting entrepreneurs based in different cities in the Netherlands. And every 3 weeks we meet online to help each other out. You know, each of us can bring in a question or something that they're working on, and we all help the person to find their answers or to think of creative ways. We talk about set topics as well. So that's a huge source of support. But I also started hanging out with entrepreneurs in The Hague. I shared about this, I think it was the very first episode, with tips to find friends and to create a community abroad. And I created a community of female entrepreneurs in The Hague. And there I really met some wonderful people, some of which also became really close friends. Not just female entrepreneurs, by the way, just entrepreneurs in The Hague. And we were all on the same page, starting our business and doing a lot online. And this has been so fantastic and has really supported me in my journey that I couldn't have done it without these people, like for real. Because I felt that I wasn't alone. What I was going through, they were going through. And sometimes it was, you know, not at the same time, but that was actually ideal because then we could help each other. We all had highs and lows. We could share tips with each other. But also really, I was able to share my wins with them, to find solutions together with them. And these are some things that I cannot find in my old circle. So I'm blessed with really good non-entrepreneurial friends that I've known for a long time, since high school, university, and some also more recent, who've been super supportive of my journey. They always ask me, how's it going? And while they cannot always help me, you know, with the specific struggle that I'm going through, because they just don't know about it, at least I can blow off some steam with them and I can share my wins. And, you know, and just really sharing about something that is super important to me is already really nice. And honestly, I think that's like a key element of friendship, that you're able to show interest in the lives of your friends, even though you don't know anything about that topic, or even when you don't really care about the topic so much. I mean, I always ask about everyone's babies, even though that is not really my top interest, if I'm honest. But you do it because the babies are important to the friends. And I have other friends with other hobbies and other things going on, and you just express your interest. I think that is just like the number one thing in a friendship. However, with some other people, like a few family members, I find very little interest in my business and what I do. And this is frustrating. Like my business is my baby. So I also want to share if I'm doing really well. And I would like to, you know, just hear a little bit of like, oh, well done, we are so proud of you. And so if you don't get that and you don't have your own boss, you need to find it elsewhere. So I had it with all these wonderful friends and other entrepreneurs that I've been meeting. They really are my support base and they help me to keep going, to keep growing, to continue, even though it's hard sometimes. But also really to step into my powerful energy when I'm feeling fantastic and my business is going great. You know, it's almost like, oh, wow. Do I even deserve this? And they're like, fuck yeah. And I'm okay, thank you. They help me step in my biggest power. So this is key to have this support on your side. And I think my real aha moment around this was in California 5 months ago. If you follow me on Instagram, and I also shared it on LinkedIn, you know what I'm talking about. But I took a course last year around online businesses. And part of the course, well, we got a ticket to a 3-day live event in California. And so I went there. And yeah, I can say it was almost life-changing. This event was so special. I was in a fantastic energy. We were all in a bubble with 1,000 entrepreneurs who were all, you know, with the same mindset, same dreams, same hopes, same wanting to give to the world, creating a better world through their businesses. That it was so special. And I left that place so energized, so motivated, so inspired, so wow, you know, really, I felt so amazing afterwards. And I remember, I think it was the second morning I got there and I was seeing some text messages, you know, I shared something on a group chat around it. And the next morning I realized I barely got any reactions. And yet there were again, like, I think I counted 43 messages around babies and stuff like that, that I was a bit like, oh, wow, okay, apparently this doesn't really matter to them. And then I looked around and I saw all these amazing people and I felt, wow, I barely know these people. Of course, I had nice conversations with a few of them, but okay, the majority, I barely know them, but I already feel much more at home with these people than with my old environment. That was my real aha moment. Your environment determines so much of who you are and what you can do. And so if you want to go bigger, bolder, or just go differently, you really need to change your environment. This life event was really like the game changer realization for me, that I knew, yes, your environment really determines so much. And sometimes you actively have to change your environment. You actively have to put yourself out there to find new groups, change something in your environment, because your old environment is not going to come with you most of the time. Now, if you have a goal and you already have people around you who have achieved the same goal or are on the same journey, great, keep it going. You are in the right environment. But if that's not the case, change it. And I think the first question for you is really the question I asked you at the beginning. If my success is 90% determined by my environment, who is in my environment? And what can I do about it? Now, I had another conversation this week with someone, and she said, I feel like I need to let go of some of my friendships because we're not on the same path anymore. And even though I'm saying change your environment, I do not necessarily mean let go of all the people who aren't supporting you or who aren't on the same journey. No, I'm not saying that. Maybe you have to with one or two people. Maybe that's just you've grown apart and you realize the friendship is costing you more energy than it gives you. But that can happen at any point in our lives. But I'm not saying change all those people, let them all go. No. What you can do, however, is proactively find new people to enrich your environment. So what I have done for this business part that I cannot really share with some of my family members and some of my friends, I really found new people. So I created a whole tribe around me of wonderful, amazing entrepreneurs. And to them, I go with the business stuff. And I rarely now share the business stuff with my other like group of people. I just realized, okay, my old group is there for, you know, the old parts of me. And then my new group is there for the new parts of me. And maybe also for the old parts of me, if we become good friends, if we can have both. But I think what was key is that I really stopped trying to find recognition for my efforts and applause, or even just a listening ear or compassion, whatever, around certain parts that they really didn't connect with. At the beginning, yes, I was really looking for that actively and I was super frustrated when I wouldn't get it. But now I've just accepted it. I'm not going to get it from them, so I'll just get it elsewhere. So if you are at this stage that you find like, oh, my family or my friends are not supporting me and, you know, I don't get supportive comments, just like concerned questions or snarky comments, ask yourself, what am I trying to get from them? And can I just find it elsewhere? Yes, your friend has been your best friend for 30 years and you've always supported each other in everything, but friendships change and it doesn't mean that she will take a smaller role or that she has to leave your life. It just means that for this new journey that you're on, you're not going to have that everything with them still, you know? It's just going to be everything minus this new journey, and this new journey you can then find elsewhere with other people. So don't let go of everyone that, you know, isn't matching with your new goals. Just add so many new ones that your environment naturally starts to change. And then you have two wonderful groups of people to rely on. And if you now wonder, okay, that's great, but where do I find these people? Well, the internet. This has definitely been my source for my new friends. I met so many wonderful friends, you know who you are if you're listening, through Instagram, through friends of friends, through podcasts, and then we just started channeling online with most of them. You know, I see them in real life now. And one in particular, she lives abroad in Latin America also. So our friendship is purely based on the phone, but our friendship is so incredibly strong that when 2 weeks ago I was heartbroken over someone again, she was the first one that I called. And this is all thanks to the internet. So what has helped me was to go to Facebook groups with like-minded people. Instagram has been great. Just reach out to people. Like if you find yourself in the same city, or if you feel like, hey, we share certain things, we're on the same path, just reach out to them. I spoke with Tamara. She's a business coach. We started following each other online after she organized a bachata event for entrepreneurs. Sadly, I couldn't make it. And we just had a phone call one day, and the next time we were recording a podcast episode, which will be the one after this. So listen to it if you are interested. And so, you know, we just reached out to each other. And I had that with so many people that then the next step is a coffee or just a regular chat over the phone. And before you know it, you have created your own tribe. And I have an additional source, actually, because if you're someone who is really ready to generate a different outcome in their lives, you're someone who has done some inner work, you know your limitations, you know why you are the way that you are, you know what needs to be done, but you just can't seem to get it, you just can't seem to generate that outcome, then my program, The Next Level Expedition, might be for you. Because like I said, what I saw with my one-on-one coaches is that they all struggled with the same thing. And I saw the power of when they met and spoke with each other. So what I've done now is that I've created a new group program with some of my former one-on-one coaches who have done, like I said, the inner work. They know so much about them, but they're really ready to start doing it, to go to their next level. They are tired of trying. They are tired of getting in their own way. And they just know, I have potential, I can see my next level, but I just need to get there. So for these people, I have created a container, like we say in the online coaching world, of 6 months. And in those 6 months, I'm going to guide a small group of 10 people to their next level. Now, I really emphasize small group because I want to be able to give one-on-one support to everyone and really like personal attention, yet also having the support of a community. So in those 6 months, we're going to have a monthly group session, 2-hour group session, which is all around a certain topic. And we're going to do powerful exercises, coaching exercises that can help you go a bit deeper into yourself to really understand, okay, this is why I'm doing this. Or hey, actually the fear around visibility popped up again. And now I know where it's coming from. So we have those deep dives in the group sessions. There's also coaching involved there. There's a lot of sharing. I explicitly say in this group program, there's no lurking. It really requires your active participation. Every group session, I expect you to bring in something, a question or a win or a topic. So it becomes really interactive because the value of this program really lies in the group. So I want you to share and connect with each other. And then I'm also going to guide you in 3 individual sessions over those 6 months to really customize your journey for you. So if you have that fear around visibility, then that's what we're going to dive into. Or if you keep giving priority to your work and not prioritizing your own health and personal goals, we're going to dive into that with my one-on-one coaching and my exercises methods that I always use. There are monthly check-ins, so you can really use the power of a month to create something step by step. You don't generate a new outcome all at once. It's step-by-step building. So I will guide you in it in those 6 months. This is the approach that I use for myself as well, and which has really helped me to really get where I am today. And you have the support of the community. So you have that wonderful, intimate group of people who are just as committed to your goals as you are. They know about your goals and they will also keep you accountable and give you support when you need it. And I'm also there to do the same. So we will have a private WhatsApp channel where we can really, you know, check in with each other throughout the week and to really help each other out, find inspiration, motivation, and support. And there's actually a bonus involved, and that is that you will get access to my live event in September. I'm going to organize a live event in Amsterdam in September, the second half of September, for expats and globetrotters who just want to go deeper on their personal development. I've done it once before and it was amazing, together with Coco, that business friend that I was just talking about. And this time in September, I'm going to do it solo, just about personal development and with coaching exercises. So there's going to be even more people to connect with. So you have this wonderful group of 9 other people, and then at the live event, you will meet more. The group program, by the way, is online, so it doesn't matter where you are. and I've only got a few spots left. So if you are that person who is just so ready to reach their next level and who just feels like 2024 has to be my year, it's going to be now, and you want some support on it through one-on-one coaching, but also through creating this environment that I was just talking about, then the Next Level Expedition is for you. We are starting on the 8th of April. And if you are interested, there are two ways to join. The first one is, if you have worked with me in the past, either through one-on-one coaching or one of my courses, you can join straight away. I will put the link in the show notes. If you haven't worked with me before, the only requirement that I have is that you have done some inner work. So maybe a few sessions with another coach or some course, or you just really did it solo by reading books and things like that. But then I would still like to have a chat with you, just for you to see if my way of working is the right fit for you. My coaches already know that, but people who haven't worked with me before, you know, it's nice to have a little call. So you can book a match call, and I will also put the link in the show notes. And on the 8th of April, we start until the end of September, so that by the end of September, early October, you've really reached a new level in your life and you have a different environment because you found your own tribe. If you want to know more and join this group or talk to me, don't wait much longer because we're starting very soon. Check the links in the show notes and I would love to welcome you inside of the Next Level Expedition. That's it for now. Let me know what you think of this episode. I always love to hear, and I wish you a beautiful day wherever you are.